3. Coop wore his ranger hat with the ear flaps down. He wore a green jacket with a dozen patches on it, and underneath it, peeking out, bright red suspenders formed a goalpost on his chest. A brown mustache lived under his nose, and his eyes, a bit rheumy, had the red tint that distinguished long drinking. He bustled out of the ranger station as soon as he saw our trucks pull next to the unloading dock. We were his only customers.
"I've got big news for you, Mary," Coop said, hurrying down the dirt path that connected the station to the lake, his walk slightly bow-legged and round. "Joan called down to say you had arrived. No sooner did I get that news than Glenn called from over on Eagle Island to report a moose carcass. Fresh, too. Not sure what happened to it, but it's only been dead a day or two, so you're in luck."
"That's terrific, Coop," Mary said, her pleasure in the news genuine. "This is Cobb. He's here to research a little about Thoreau."
Coop studied me, apparently decided he didn't need to bother with me much, nodded, and then went back to Mary.
"You know that raven colony will be on that moose like gravy on cornbread," Coop said. "I mean..."
"It's perfect," she said. "I can bring the girls to study it."
"You read my mind," Coop said. "They're over on Eagle Lake, last I heard. Course, they take their time, but maybe they moved on, like a small, crazy army they are."
"I've always heard," I said, unable to resist, "that it's good luck to run into the Chunkamunga girls on the Allagash." Coop studied me.
"That's what they say, all right," Coop said. "Course."